This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Thank you. Please be seated. I'm going to move over a minute because you got to check it out. Do everyone know the name of the fish? It's a fish called Wanda. Very good. Very colorful. David's fish. Somehow David knows Wanda. And he told me a little joke last night before the 5 o'clock that Wanda likes this fish story in the gospel today because no longer are the apostles going out and catching fish. They're off the hook. Thank you, David. That's for you. He told me more stuff today, but I can't. It does nothing to do with this story. So anyhow, back to the story that we hear in Luke today. These words we hear basically are like words of discouragement from Simon and the other boat. It's like, I don't think this is working today. They go in and they're washing their nets. They caught what? Nothing. So that means they have no fish to eat, at least no fresh fish to eat. They got nothing to sell. So it was a day of being busted and disgusted. And I think we hear in Peter's voice, although I think they clean it up a little bit when Jesus says, put out into deep water. He answers, Master, we have worked all night. We have caught nothing. I thought he probably went, oh my God, we've been out all night. What do you want? You who is not a fisherman. But he says, okay, let's go try again. Let's see what this guy's got. And we know the story. So many fish, right? It almost breaks their nets, and they got to get their pals to come over and help. But it really starts out very futile and very discouraged, and it's a bad place to be if you're out on a boat and you catch nothing, right? Especially, it's not just for sport. It's for food, right? And then the whole community's not going to have fish that day either. So it's a whole community's all joined in this. But with the stories, more than if you don't succeed, try again, right? One thing here that Jesus says that really jumps off the page is put out into deeper water. Go further. So that's the phrase that should really pierce into your heart today. Put out into deeper water. So when they're swamped with kind of a sense of futility and discouragement, Jesus says, go further. And when you can't figure out what next to do, go deeper. When tasks placed before you seem insurmountable, go deeper. That can cause more frustration in my mind, right? It's like beating your head against the wall. We did it. We're going to have the same results. There's no fish today, and or I don't know what I'm doing. And that's where you get to this place of discouragement. Anybody ever felt like that sitting here, right? So what's the difference about this story and then Jesus coming into us? Jesus asks us to do two things. Return to that place of discouragement, that place of futility, but to go deeper. But then he asks us something to do something very radically different. Take Jesus with you. That's what changes the disciples' actions. Doing the same thing does result in this time sudden and bountiful harvest. Somehow Jesus has cracked open something different for them to do. First, we have to have Jesus in our minds, in our hearts, in our conversations, in our discernment, in our priorities for these two things to happen. We are then empowered to go out further into deeper water. And then secondly, we're able to take that risk and really stretch ourselves towards something new. And then we can set down or let down the nets and actually catch fish, right? It just changes our whole way of looking at life. That sight of discouragement becomes a sight of abundance. I don't know if that's ever happened to you in your life, but if it has, I hope it comes in and enlivens you. At the end of the fishing part of the story, we read this sentence, "And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink." Now they have the opposite problem, what we call a good problem, right? So what do? They have to ask for help. So that pulls in the partners. And then they go in and they have so many fish that it only changes Simon Peter, but his pals, really the whole community. It's an abundance of fish. This is the biggest haul of fish ever. They go from busted and disgusted, right, to winning the Super Bowl of fishing. Wonder what team's playing. Peter, in fact, is so overcome by the miracle, we hear this kind of outlandish statement. "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." What's that all about? And then it's what Jesus' reply. "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." So something, not only the miracle of just having more fish, this abundance of fish, but something in Peter changed. He goes from the deepest state of discouragement that day, then into the best day of work ever, right? And then Jesus calls him to work for him. A new miracle. It's going to change him. It's going to change the lives of the other disciples. It's going to change the whole community. It's going to change, really, their whole world just for simply putting out and going deeper. Because when the boat begins to sink, it's really a symbol of having to leave that old life behind. And when they go up and just leave their boats, they are leaving their old lives behind, right? The boat was the fisherman's primary tool. He had to have it. That's how they went out and fished. They needed that boat. But now they're just walking away from their boats. It's a big turn of event in their lives. When Jesus shows up, the bounty and abundance of his presence completely overwhelms their old worldview and really their old ways of living their lives. Business as usual just can't stand up to following the call to Jesus or by Jesus. Saying yes to Jesus means we have to give up our most cherished sources of what we think is security, to find true security and freedom in him. So Peter and his companions begin this story discouraged, frustrated, afraid, almost hopeless that day. They don't believe there's any fish, and they start thinking, we don't know what we're doing, right? And they're so discouraged. But Jesus says, put out into deeper water. Let down your nets for a new catch. And everything changes. So these failed fishermen are now courageous new evangelists going out following Jesus until the end of the bigger story. Questions from another former teacher. So he ask yourself three things. Where do I find discouragement or futility in my life? What do I need to give up? Right? The road to failure, as we see in this story, it's failure to new life is pretty quick, actually. And it requires just saying one thing, yes to Jesus, and doing what? Going deeper. Third question and final question, what will you do? Amen.